Acceleration and clustering of cosmic dust in a graviturbulent gas, a numerical simulation of the nearly genes unstable case, by Lars Mattsson et al. We investigate the dynamics of interstellar dust particles in moderately high resolution, 512 to the power of 3 grid points, simulations of forced compressible transonic turbulence including self-gravity of the gas. Turbulence is induced by stochastic compressive forcing which is delta correlated in time. By considering the nearly genes unstable case, where the scaling of the simulation is such that a statistical steady state without any irreversible collapses is obtained, we obtain a randomly varying potential, acting as a second stochastic forcing. We show that, in this setting, low inertia grains follow the gas flow and cluster in much the same way as in a case of statistical steady state turbulence without self-gravity. Large, high inertia grains, however, are accelerated to much higher mean velocities in the presence of self-gravity. Grains of intermediate size also show an increased degree of clustering. We conclude that self-gravity effects can play an important role for aggregation, coagulation of dust even in a turbulent system which is not genes unstable. In particular, the collision rate of large grains in the interstellar medium can be much higher than predicted by previous work. This was acceleration and clustering of cosmic dust in a graviturbulent gas, a numerical simulation of the nearly genes unstable case, by Lars Mattsson et al.